The Papering of Distance. I picked out an old letter the other day, at random from a drawer of old letters, ink-stained and fringed in red and blue, the base of a coffee cup ghosting its corner, and tasted again the flavour of a childhood, spent drifting the slow space between things, and glossy moments fashioned from nothing, kicking pebbles along a road to nowhere, people watching through grimy bus windows, or catching the bounce of the letterbox lid in the fly-buzzing heat of an August morning. Later, the careful unsticking of envelopes from the mysterious other side of the world, an unfolding of letters on the kitchen table, smoothing out a latticework of handwritings, the cursive, the slanted, the doodles and smudges, each one its own signature. All this a prelude to the papering of distance, lined in hopes and regrets, from aunts or cousins I could barely remember, on tracing paper thinness, heavy with importance, or friends emigrated to their country of origin, and in a postscript, how they yearned to be back, while I, teasing stamps from envelope corners in bowls of warm water, yearned to be there.